The Australian Federal Police's handling of the raids at the home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst and the ABC's headquarters in Sydney has come under scrutiny during Senate estimates hearings in Canberra today. Labor Senator Christina Keneally asked the new AFP Commissioner, Rhys Kershaw, what he thought was behind today's media campaign.
What sparked the Australia Right to Know coalition coming together is the extraordinary occurrence we saw earlier this year of consecutive raids on 2 days by the AFP into two different media organisations. Do you think that's a fair characterisation of what sparked the current debate in Australia about media freedom?
Well, I'd just like to actually be able to, if I'm going to answer that question, I'd like to actually ask the editors if that's actually the reason behind that.
That's the new AFP Commissioner, Rhys Kershaw, there. Brian Toohey is a columnist for the Australian Financial Review and one of Australia's best-known investigative journalists. He's also the author of the new book, Secret, The Making of Australia's Security State. He spoke with me a short time ago.
What's happened is that the governments have become increasingly confident that they can stop criticism of what they're doing, and government agencies, particularly the intelligence agencies, by introducing more and more draconian laws which are just about impossible to mount defences against. I might just give you an example of one from the 2018 Espionage and Foreign Interference Act. It makes it an offence to leak, receive or publish any inherently harmful information, regardless of whether it's classified or not. It's so broad, it's very, very hard to see how you'd mount defences against those things.
So your argument is that the laws have been brought in and they're just far too broad for journalists to operate under?
For journalists who want to bring significant information to the public, yes, that's true. Because in the past, back in 1980, the High Court set out that there had to be a balancing act in court cases between the right of the public to know what's happening and the right of governments to keep some things secret. But I don't think they'd ever say that keeping unclassified information secret could be justified. And this incredible range of things now, intangible damage and so forth, it is so sweeping that all of these laws need to be revised.
Do you think that ordinary people care about this? Will redacted front pages of the nation's newspapers today have an impact?
I think some people are disturbed, but I do think that the government is probably rightly picking up the view that as long as they keep saying this is necessary to keep you safe, that they'll be okay. I mean, I do think people were worried about the two raids on one on the ABC and one on a News Limited journalist. In the first case, there was absolutely no excuse for keeping secret the information about alleging that Australian Special Forces soldiers in Afghanistan had committed war crimes. That is something surely the public should know about. And it's also did the raid some 2.5 years after the story was, a very well-researched story, was first published. In the case of the News Limited journalist, what she did was say that, look, the head of Home Affairs Department wants to change the law to allow the Signals Directorate. It wants that to be able to, you know, surveil Australian citizens, right, which you can't really do at the moment. And the head of Home Affairs said, you know, the person who did that should be go to jail, and it was a terrible thing of the journalist and so forth to do, when all the journalist did was say that something that would have to be announced publicly maybe a couple of months later. If the law has to be made public, and if there's a change in the law, then the public are going to know about it. What is the problem?
The media coalition behind today's campaign is demanding a repeal of the laws that prevent the release of information that they see as in the public interest. A repeal of the laws has got to be a pipe dream, though, doesn't it?
I don't think it at all. I mean, surely they have to consolidate some of these laws. 83 anti-terrorism laws that deal with a lot of other things. Laws which are extraordinarily broad about doing economic damage or so forth and so on. I think most of those should be repealed, or alternatively you need to amend them. The trouble is there's been so many amended laws. Let me give you an example. In 1991, the then head of Treasury, Tony Cole, absolutely, strongly opposed a recommendation from a committee headed up by a former High Court judge, which said you must make it a criminal offence for anyone to leak economic material that could damage the country. He said, "In all, I've looked back over the entire history of Australia and I can never see any economic information that was leaked that caused any damage." And he strongly opposed this law and said, look, the only damage that could be occur if it's brought in and governments misused it. So there is a public servant saying, look, we don't need to have any laws saying you can't publish any classified or unclassified information about the economy. Now, there's two separate laws that have been brought in that cover that.
That was Brian Toohey, author of the new book, Secret, The Making of Australia's Security State.